Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th. So get your tickets now at kosai.org.
This is the podcast where the dark and creepy things we don't talk about discover a voice. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
When you think of haunted houses, you probably imagine creaking floorboards, flickering lights, and shadowy figures lurking in the corners. But what happens when the haunting centers around something you use every day? In this case, it's not just the house that's haunted. It's the double-door refrigerator sitting quietly in the kitchen, a seemingly ordinary appliance that has turned into a vessel for something far more sinister. Our story takes us to Rock Hill, Missouri, where one woman's home has become a hotbed of paranormal activity. It starts with unsettling moans coming from the fridge, escalating to angry, mumbling noises that sound disturbingly human. Even the psychic who investigated couldn't ignore the refrigerator's chilling response, recording what seemed to be whispers of violence, words like murdered and killed echoing through the static. But the refrigerator is only the tip of the iceberg in a house where lights dim and brighten with no explanation. Phantom hands leave bruises, and a dog tracks invisible presences with growing terror. What secrets does this house hold? Is it the tragic history of the Underground Railroad, the years it sat abandoned, or perhaps something brought in with the haunted fridge itself? Tonight, we'll explore a haunting so strange it'll make you question every creak, every shadow, and every appliance in your own home. Are you ready for the letter portion of the story? Dear Tony, I've had more than my fair share of paranormal encounters since moving into this house, but none are quite as unnerving as the experience with my haunted double-door refrigerator. It's the kind of story that would sound absurd if I hadn't lived through it myself. This fridge, with its built-in ice maker and water dispenser, doesn't just hum like any ordinary appliance. It moans, groans, and, at times, reacts to emotions like a living entity. It all started not long after the fridge arrived, a used appliance gifted by my landlord. At first, I thought the moaning sounds were coming from the basement, since the fridge is placed right next to the basement door. But soon enough, I realized the eerie noises were emanating from the fridge itself. The sounds varied in intensity, as if the fridge was in pain or trying to convey some sort of twisted empathy. One day, a psychic came to investigate the growing list of paranormal occurrences in the house, and she recorded the moans. When she slowed down the audio, we could clearly make out the words murdered and killed. It was enough to give me chills. The most horrifying moment with the fridge happened when I lost my patience with it. The moaning had been particularly bad one day, and in a moment of frustration, I turned to the fridge and yelled, "Shut the F up!" I didn't expect anything to happen, but to my utter horror, the fridge responded. It didn't just get louder, it changed. The moaning turned into angry, overbearing mumbling, the kind of guttural, almost articulate noise that you'd hear in a horror film. I can't explain the dread that washed over me. I was so terrified that I left the house immediately, only returning when I convinced a friend to stay the night. Even he couldn't stomach a second night in this haunted home. Since then, I've only heard the angry mumbling twice more, but that was enough. The fridge's noises still haunt me, and I'm not the only one who's noticed them. Everyone who spends an extended period in the house experiences the same unsettling phenomena, and the fridge is just one part of it. The house itself is filled with whispered voices, faint and mumbled, but undeniably there. One evening, as the psychic and I stood in the hallway, she asked me if I could hear the voices. I admitted that I could, but I'd never told anyone out of fear of sounding crazy. It was during that visit that she recorded the haunting, murdered, killed audio, confirming that something truly sinister lurked within these walls. The house seems to have a life of its own. Lights dim and brighten unpredictably, and it's not just faulty wiring. The dimming follows me from room to room, and the effect stops whenever I put on a Christian TV broadcast. My DVD player shuts off as if someone pressed the button, and the fan starts to oscillate on its own. The strangest smells suddenly fill the air. The stench of an unwashed man, or the scent of strong cologne, even when I'm sitting on the deck in broad daylight. My dog has become my reluctant paranormal investigator, often staring at empty spaces and following something invisible with his gaze. Last night, his reaction was the worst I'd ever seen. He went from curious tracking to full-on terror, cowering and trembling as if the thing he was following had become a threat. The feeling of being touched is another unwelcome sensation I've grown accustomed to. It feels like an electric chill running down my spine, leaving me shivering and disoriented. Once I woke up with strange, bruise-like marks between my legs as if someone had forcefully grabbed me. The pain that followed was excruciating, like my insides were being twisted and torn. It lasted for days, and I was on the verge of going to the emergency room when it suddenly subsided. These physical encounters have left me questioning whether I'll ever find peace in this house. Tony, as if all of that weren't enough, the disturbances in this house only grew more bizarre. The lights don't simply flicker, they pulse in a deliberate way, as if following some kind of ghostly rhythm. I've ruled out electrical issues. The lights even react to certain things, like when I put on a Christian TV broadcast, they stop their unsettling dance, as though the spiritual content calms whatever is lurking here. But as soon as I turn it off, the disturbances resume, following me from room to room, making it clear that this isn't just a case of bad wiring. The appliances seem to have a mind of their own. The DVD player randomly shuts off like an invisible hand is pressing the stop button. The fan starts to oscillate on its own, its quiet back and forth motion suddenly taking on a sinister quality. Objects don't stay where they should. Hooks fall from the walls, and strange, pungent smells creep into the air without warning. Sometimes it smells like an unwashed, sweaty man. Other times, it's an overwhelming wave of cologne, so strong it chokes me, even when I'm outside on the deck. The dog, bless his heart, has been my constant companion through this madness. His reactions are perhaps the most unsettling of all. He'll sit in the living room, staring at empty air, his eyes tracking something I can't see. His head tilts and his ears perk as though he's listening to silent footsteps. But last night, something changed. The fridge started moaning in a new, mournful tone, almost like a wail of sorrow. My dog's gaze snapped to whatever was moving around the room, and I could see the terror in his eyes. He went from watchful to panicked, whining and trying to hide behind me, his whole body shaking. I've seen him react to things in this house before, but this was pure animal terror. I think the worst realization was that the spirit, or whatever it is, seemed to have arrived with the fridge. When it was first brought into the house, I thought the moaning noises were coming from the basement. It took me weeks to figure out that the sounds were coming from the fridge itself. The moaning only worsened, growing louder and more articulate, as if trying to communicate. I can't pretend it's a failing motor. Not when the fridge seemed to get angry when I cursed at it, raising the volume and shifting into something almost language-like. It was enough to make my skin crawl. The first few weeks in this house were riddled with unnerving events. I was taking a bath one afternoon when I heard someone call my name, loud and clear. I remember jumping out of the tub, heart racing, and trying to convince myself it was a trick of my mind. But then, it called my name again, just as clear as the first time. It was terrifying, and the fear only grew. I would hear footsteps on the creaky board in the kitchen when no one else was home. And on three separate occasions, I felt a violent bump against the back of my desk chair, hard enough to make me jump up and spin around expecting to find someone there. But of course, I was alone. Desperate for answers, I called in a psychic investigator. She set up her equipment and prepared to spend hours documenting the house's activity. On her initial visit, she told me she could see spirits right away. She described a tall, well-dressed man standing in the doorway between the kitchen and dining room. Her description was so accurate, it felt like she was describing my recently deceased childhood sweetheart, a man I had been close to my whole life. Then she mentioned a man in the bathroom, someone I don't know, but who she said was attached to an object in that room. She also sensed an old woman and a very unhappy little girl lingering in the hallway. The psychic didn't follow up with a detailed report, nor did she research the house's history, but she left me with enough to keep me awake at night. The house, I later discovered, sits on what used to be part of the Underground Railroad. Rock Hill Road is only a short distance away, and I can't help but wonder if the spirits are tied to the tragedies and unrest of that time. There's even a strange, dirt-filled crawl space where a room should be, with a window that lets you peer into the dark, empty area. There might be a logical explanation for it, but in this house, logic rarely holds. I've tried to live with the spirits, but the moaning fridge is too much. I've recorded the sounds, and they're terrifying. If you're brave enough to experience the paranormal firsthand, you can come and pick up the fridge for free. It works fine, aside from the sounds that could drive a person mad. Once it's gone, I plan to have a priest bless the house, hoping to reclaim some sense of peace. But until then, I'm left wondering what dark history still clings to this place, refusing to let go. Sincerely, said Charlotte. Imagine living in a house where even the most mundane appliance becomes a source of terror. A haunted refrigerator, that's not the kind of story you hear every day. Charlotte's experience is the perfect example of how the paranormal can invade the most ordinary parts of our lives, turning something as simple as getting a glass of water into a moment of pure dread. The fridge's unsettling ability to react to moan and to grow louder when challenged suggests that it's more than just a mechanical problem. It feels sentient, aware, and worst of all, deeply angry. From a psychological standpoint, we could argue that Charlotte's experiences are heightened by the power of suggestion and stress. Living in a home reported to be haunted, especially with a history tied to the Underground Railroad, can make every shadow and every creak feel ominous. The brain, under stress, is more likely to perceive things that aren't there. But even if we lean on science, we can't ignore the intensity of what she's been through. Shadows in her peripheral vision, bruises with no clear source, and a dog who clearly sees something he can't explain. These are elements that defy simple reasoning. And then there's the house itself, a place built on history, renovated but still holding on to the energy of what came before. The Underground Railroad was a path of both hope and immense suffering. If the land bears the scars of that time, it's no wonder that restless spirits might linger. Add to that the house's strange layout, the raised floors, and the odd dirt-filled crawl space, and you're left with a structure that almost feels designed to keep secrets. The fridge, however, is a story all its own. Appliances don't usually act as conduits for the paranormal, yet in this case, it's hard to deny that something about it is deeply wrong. The psychic's recording of the words murdered and killed adds a sinister twist, and the fact that the fridge's sounds seem to respond to emotions makes it even more disturbing. It's enough to make you wonder if an object can truly hold a spirit, or if the fridge is just amplifying something far older, something tied to the land itself. Thank you for sharing your story, Charlotte. And for those of you listening, next time your fridge hums or your lights flicker, Remember, some things can't be fixed with a repairman's visit. Sometimes the past refuses to stay silent even in the most unexpected places. So what do you think? Is Charlotte's haunted fridge a case of a failing motor, or is it something far more sinister? As always, I'll leave that for you to decide.
Want more ghost stories of the paranormal? Press subscribe now wherever you get podcasts. We're dropping new ghost stories every single day, all year long. This is Into the Paranormal with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org. One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real, but Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.